rise to the top like creep. So today the world is filled with princes and thieves, haters and sailors who care not for other people's beliefs. And even the most noble and lovable isn't really who he seems. That's why we need to be careful as we balance on the beam. We have to focus simply to not getting dropped off of the stream. And when the light-hearted men come round to gather the pieces of dreams, who'll be left to postulate the axioms of the movements of the seas? Aspects of different individuals are nothing less than crystals, brilliant jagged crystals on an LCD display. Thoughts and feelings of omnipotent beings may leave us in dismay. Are not we always afraid of what we cannot? And what we cannot, we cannot do or think, we can't be killed from it. But sensing something else is the closest method of being it. It's simply a topographical process of getting rid of merit. Like a starstruck actress in a play that was written well after she died to it. When designers collapse into each other, we forget their colors. They have no more hues, no more textures than the others. Thus they leave their own prisons and forget their own names. They no longer realize they're trying to create new sayings. And the more we try to live in reality, a political insanity, we forget to dream, we just walk inside shimmering profanity. There will be a calamity, a seahole with horns and femininity, airstrikes inside bubbles, lost men without lucidity. I glance at the western seaboard. I see nothing but villains and knaves doing their jobs. Backpackers, beggars, nomads, and early bobs. Fleeing from the sight of seagulls in their homes of avant-garde. Flashing metal objects at each other in hope to get noticed, in hope to leave a mark.